But also we'll need some more supporters, more volunteers.
Alex Nero quit his corporate job. He now works for free. He feeds the homeless and teaches yoga classes.
You know, we have the free school going on in St. Pete right now, which is really exciting. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the community. We have a lot of volunteer work, like Food Not Bombs are doing, which is really cool.
Nero says that the Food Not Bombs is more than sharing food with the homeless. He hopes these community events will erase the stigma of homelessness.
Food Not Bombs is something that you can do to help. Something you can do to help influence your community, you know, get people aware, have a lot of fun with your friends. We play games like Ninja. It's just a way to have like a picnic with our big human family.
Food Not Bombs volunteers collect food that can't be sold. Then they cook and hand out vegan meals and literature to the community. Co-founder Keith McHenry says the purpose of this event is to raise awareness about spending on nuclear weapons and military.
For instance, in the United States, over 50 cents of every federal tax dollar is spent on the military. And if we diverted some of that money from military spending towards things that would really keep Americans secure, we think that that would be much better. So rather than $700 billion a year military budget, take some of that money and spend it on education, health care.
Despite the shortage of funding for much-needed social service programs in Florida, some communities across the state have passed regulations against feeding needy people in public. Orlando only allows a group to do 2 public feedings per year. McHenry is worried restrictions like those in Orlando could trickle down to Tampa Bay.
While at first sight it seems quite tragic that the governments are making anti-Food Not Bombs laws and laws against the poor and the homeless, my feeling is it will inspire greater resistance. And it's already had an impact just with the Orlando case, where the federal courts, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeal, they ruled against our organization, claiming that we were required to request permits and we'd be limited to sharing food twice a year per park.
Nick Emery has volunteered at Food Not Bombs events in St. Petersburg and Orlando. He says he was encouraged to start his own Food Not Bombs chapter in Tarpon Springs because of the hard line taken by the city of Orlando.
Even though it is a small town, well, comparatively small, there's 20,000 people living there. There's actually quite a large homeless problem, and there's many working poor there as well. I just think it's something that the city could use, and I have the time and privilege to be able to make it happen.
Sharing free food and literature with the community comes with a price. Volunteers sometimes risk being arrested, but Emery says he has a plan to overcome possible arrests because sharing food is not a crime.
First, to inform the police that sharing food, giving anything away for free is not a regulated activity by the government. So, but if we were continue to be harassed, we would start by talking to possibly a lawyer, but we would risk and we would be open to resisting in any way necessary.
The Food Not Bombs movement is active in over 1,000 cities in the world. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.